1690 AM in Montreal. MTL.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny O'Bree. Girl Guides of Canada has decided that they will be suspending trips to the United States indefinitely as of September 1st. They stated that this decision is based on their dedication to inclusivity and safety of all their members, acknowledging that some members hold citizenship from non-Canadian countries. Since U.S. President Donald Trump took office, he enacted harsh immigration policies, such as immigration raids and mass deportations. Some of these deportations involve sending individuals to an El Salvadoran prison without due process. Girl Guides is the latest among many organizations in Canada to stop traveling to the United States over changes at the border. Newfoundland and Labrador's out-of-control wildfires continue to gain ground due to intense heat and dry, windy conditions. There are about 7 fires burning within the province, with the largest one expanding to 52 square kilometers in the town of Kingston. Since Saturday, 3,000 people have been away from their homes in accordance with a provincial evacuation order. It remains unclear how many homes and cabins have been destroyed by the fires thus far. Veteran astronaut and Apollo 13 commander Jim Lovell passed away last week in Lake Forest, Illinois. Born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1928, Lovell first became an astronaut in 1962, partaking in missions such as Gemini 7, Gemini 12, and Apollo 8. He was best known for commanding the Apollo 13 mission, where despite encountering life-threatening situations, he led his crew back home safely, and would later be portrayed by Tom Hanks in a movie based on these events. After retiring as an astronaut, he led the Bay Houston Towing Company and worked executive positions at telecommunications companies. Jim Lovell is survived by 4 children, 11 grandchildren, and 9 great-grandchildren. He was 97 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. My name is Maximilian Kalinescu, and welcome to Are We There Yet? On CJLO.
Good morning, everyone. For me, it's a particularly brutal morning,
just because I'm tired. No other reasons. I hope you guys are doing well at home. As I'm rambling here, I have to tell you about what we're going to be listening to today. And like I say, every episode, it's going to be a great one. I've got something very interesting. I've got something so terrific and amazing.
We're listening to Aussies. We're listening to Aussies. We're listening to people from New Zealand.
A-U-S-S-I-E, not O-Z-Z-Y. That sounded more like Sharon, not Ozzy Osbourne, but let's not get confused. Ooh, that was a nice sniff into the mic. Was that nice? I had a sniffle right there. I feel like my nose got real close to the mic. I feel like you guys all heard that. Yeah, we're going to be listening to some Australian and some New Zealand artists today. I was with my friend Oshra last night, who just got back from Europe. And we were talking about Australians. Coincidentally, at work, I was listening to Tame Impala for the first time in ages. All day. So I wanted to, you know, listen to some great little Australian indie, kind of rock, kind of punk. I don't know, we've got a bit of a mixed bag. I'm going to start pretty calm with Good Morning, because Good Morning. But we're going to listen to the artist Good Morning to start. Off their album Shaw Cross, which came out in 2014. And apparently they hate this album. Apparently the artists really don't like this album anymore because they, I don't know, don't like their voice on it or something. Which makes me laugh because I really enjoy it. it was like my high school album, but I was listening to it with a friend the other day, and they were telling me how the artists really hate this album because I don't think they like the sound of their voice, and they think it sounds dated, which is really, 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 really funny to me as someone who's listened to this album so many times. Anyways, I thought that was cute. And then we're going to listen to No Cigar, another group of freaking Aussies. And it's off their new album, Under the Surface. It's quite good. I was introduced to it the other day. So let's just get this started. We're going to listen to Once You Know, Wednesday. It's Wednesday, but I thought it would be funny to say Wednesday. Don't quote me. Wednesday, because it is Wednesday right now, so I thought I would play Wednesday by Good Morning. Then we have Problem by No Cigar and Merci, Merci by No Cigar. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's get this all nice and queued up so that when I click the play button, it's going to be nice in your little ears. All right? I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back.
songs and we get through it all. Now she's having a moment, the starlet spoken, and she's gone to her booth.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from Jean Talon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. Le Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Hey man, what are you listening to? Is this Weezer? Are you really listening to Weezer right now? It's 2021, bro. Pull up to the castle every Friday at 1, only on CJLO 1690. It's good, I swear.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the year 2021. I didn't know that we were still in 2021, but go figure, right? Ooh, another sniffle into the mic. I'm on a roll today of just providing great quality radio. Anyways, I hope you guys liked No Cigar. I did. It's a new album, too. Under the Surface. It's pretty fun. Anyways, I don't have much to talk about other than... Oh, yeah, actually, I do. Just kidding. One of my favorite artists growing up in high school was Tame Impala. Oh, I know. So original. But I really, 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 really adored Tame Impala. And I'm going to pull this card because I'm going to say that I got on it before it was cool. All right, guys? Because slow your roll. No. My dad... found them in 2010 when they released Inner Speaker, and I remember he was telling me about how he was listening to them in this was just Inner Speaker had been the only I guess they had a few other tracks before that, whatever. Inner Speaker comes out, ends up being a pretty big album, but still a small band. Tame Impala, one guy, Kevin Parker, by the way. And he's explaining to me how he was listening to it on small island off Vancouver. My grandparents used to live on Gabriola Island, and he's sitting in nature and he's just like looking at the surroundings. He's like, this is the best album ever. Oh my God. I mean, we get back to Toronto. He books tickets to, see Kevin Parker, Tame Impala in, I'm trying to think of like the Montreal equivalent of, the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto. Whatever, small venue. And the day of the concert, he gets sick. And my mom's like, oh, why are you so mad about being sick? Like, you know, like, it's just a band. Like, they'll come back and, you know, like, it's a small, like, local guy. Like, it's fine. Well, not local, but small guy. Like, it'll be fine. You'll get to see him again. He's like, you don't understand. He's going to be huge. Tame Impala's going to be... And then, yeah, they turned out to be, you know, Tame Impala. So... moral of the story is, even if you're really sick, just go to the concert, man. Just sneeze, cough, drizzle your nose mucus all over people. Like, it's worth it, right? Like I said, quality radio today, okay? Good advice, quality radio. Anyways, enough of me talking. Let's do some listening, all right? Well, you were doing listening by hearing me, whatever, music. We're going to listen to Is This How You Feel by The Preachers, and then Blue Planet Eyes by The Preachers. And then we're going to listen to It Is Not Meant to Be by Tame Impala, and then Apocalypse Dreams by Tame Impala. And even if you don't like Tame Impala, you're going to sit there and listen to this and then look me in the eyes, well, through the radio. Look at me through my eyes through the radio. You're going to enjoy it, because these are bangers, all right? Undoubtable, undeniable bangers. Anyways, music time, hey? Like I said, Is This How You Feel? The Preachers, Blue Planet Eyes, The Preachers, It Is Not Meant to Be, Tame Impala, and Apocalypse Dreams by Tame Impala. I hope you guys enjoy. Hee-hee-hee-hee.
I'm too young to quit, but I gotta get it clean. Is it real? Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said, friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to Are We There Yet on CJLO 1690. I'm Max. Hi. We're back. If I didn't say it enough, actually, I think I forgot to say it on my last talk spot, that the theme for today is Aussie and New Zealand artists, hence why I've been playing Tame Impala. What'd you guys think? Did you like it? Even those who dislike, you know, Tame Impala, not talking to anybody in particular. Did you enjoy it? Respond now. 3, 2, 1. All right, whatever you said is probably the right answer, or not. I don't know. Anyways, we're going to listen to some more heavy music, more punky, thrashy, teeth grinding. I'm not sure about that one. Anyways, we're going to listen to the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. I don't know much about these guys, other than I know they're a very highly rated band. And also they had a new single recently, so I thought I would play it. That's not the song I'm going to play right after I finish talking, but it will be the second song that I will play right after talking. And that is Manny's Ready to Roll. I think it came out last Thursday. Really cool track. I'm excited to play it on air. But first, before that, we're going to listen to Cornflake by Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. Then Manny's Ready to Roll. And then if we're doing, you know, Aussies, I haven't done an Australian accent this whole time because I 100% will swear if I do an Australian accent. Like, also because that's what Aussies do. Half their words are just swear word filler, you know? So if I start doing the, you know, it's just going to happen. And I would rather not swear on live radio. It's not good for me. Anyways, the other band we're going to listen to is Amy and the Sniffers. I think they're really freaking awesome. Super fun, super punchy, like lots of energy. Cool guys, too. We're going to listen to Tiny Bikini, and You Should Not Be Doing That. I love the energy in both of these songs, especially You Should Not Be Doing That. Like I said, punchy, fun, new, and I love the kind of basic, not basic, but like the kind of staccato, like, I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and then, you know, like the way that the lyrics flow, you know, right? No, y'all don't. Anyways, we're going to listen to Psychedelic Porn Crumpets and then Amy and the Sniffers. Cornflake by the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. I'm going to just keep saying that because I think it's really funny. Manny's Ready to Roll by Psychedelic Porn Crumpets. Tiny Bikini. And You Should Not Be Doing That by Amy and the Sniffers. Anyways, enjoy. Hee hee hee. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Before we listen to Amy and the Sniffers, I just wanted to say, because I realize that I'm going to be out of time, you have just listened to Are We There Yet? With me, Maximilian Calinescu, and I hope all of you genuinely have a great day.
You taught me what